In 1984, the band Talk Talk hit number one on the U.S. dance charts with this song, It's My Life. Talk Talk was never able to reach that level of chart success again, at least not here in the United States. But their later work became legendary. Guy Raz is the host of the NPR podcasts How I Built This and Wow in the World, and he's been a Talk Talk fan for years, and they are his choice for our series One Hit Wonders Second Best Songs.
Talk Talk comes out with this huge hit. All of a sudden, they're all over music magazines and doing interviews, but Mark Hollis, the lead singer and the sort of the force behind the band, is deeply uncomfortable with this level of fame. So at a certain point, the record label, EMI, who love the band because they're selling millions of records for them, they ask Talk Talk to make a video of It's My Life. And if you see the video, you can really begin to understand how almost contemptuous Mark Hollis is of stardom. Mark Hollis standing motionless, not even pretending to lip sync. Like, the whole thing is just painfully difficult for him to be part of. And so begins this very, like, cantankerous breakup between Talk Talk and EMI. They decide to sign on with Verve Records, which is mainly a jazz label. This would become their final studio album. Mark Hollis calls this record Laughingstock, okay? And it was almost as if he was mocking the expected reception of this record. It was like listening to a completely different band. And my favorite track off this record is a song called Ascension Day. And it starts out with this light tap of the cymbals, and then those bass riffs, and then this crash of guitar. And you hear Mark Hollis's beautiful voice come in. And his words are totally opaque. It's almost not important to understand what he's saying. In fact, he swallows a lot of his words. I first heard this record in 1995. It was like a gift that somebody gave me. At the time of its release, it was widely panned. NME, the big music magazine in Britain, gave it 4 out of 10 stars. They called it horrible. Today, it's considered a masterpiece. It's been completely reassessed. But at the time, people were still trying to figure out who this band was. You know, this is not the Talk Talk of the mid-80s. You know, you listen to It's My Life, and it sounds like 1984. But you listen to Ascension Day and the other songs on Laughingstock, and they're timeless.
That's Guy Raz. He hosts the podcast How I Built This, also Wow in the World. Talk Talk's Ascension Day is his choice for our series One Hit Wonders Second Best Songs. And by the way, Mark Hollis almost entirely dropped out of the music scene after this album was released, and he lived a quiet life away from the spotlight until his death in 2019.